Wisconsin's current John Doe law predates the state's constitution. It allows citizens, including prisoners, to force a judge to hold hearings about an alleged crime. The proposed change would close that avenue for inmates and require them to file complaints with the district attorney. Dodge County DA Steve Bauer says the change is needed because most inmate complaints against guards are unfounded.
Maybe there are circumstances where a John Doe against the correctional officers would be appropriate, but we haven't seen those yet, so therefore I believe that prosecutor's office is the appropriate forum for these complaints.
Dodge County has more prisons than any other county in the state and generates the largest number of prisoner complaints. But convicted drug dealer Duane Walker says without John Doe access to a neutral judge, he wouldn't be able to press charges against a guard who Walker claims slammed his head into a wall and beat him while he was handcuffed. Criminal defense attorney Jeff Scott Olson says the John Doe law is the last option inmates have for legal relief if they're abused by guards.
I would be very wary of a political groundswell designed to wipe it off the books without careful study, because prisoners are the group in our society that has no constituency at all. So they need all the avenues to justice that they can have.
The bill hasn't had a hearing yet, but so far no state legislators have gone on record against closing off the inmate John Doe process. It's sponsored by Republican Representatives Jeff Fitzgerald and Mark Gundrum and appears to have the support of many Democrats who traditionally support inmate rights. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.